Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Welcome everyone to today's episode. We are so happy to have you here, and we are so happy to have one of our amazing clients. Her name is Sue Pat. Her company is New Beginnings, and we're going to talk to her about her experience with virtual assistants and learn more about her business so that you all can get to know her as well as we do. So welcome, Sue. Lovely to have you.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass, and we'll just keep this real. If tax season brings you anxiety, last-minute scrambling, or that pit in your stomach feeling, it's usually not because you're doing something wrong. It's because you don't have the right system or support. We have a free live masterclass coming up where we're going to talk about how to get organized, reduce stress, and feel more confident about your finances without doing most of the work yourself. So come join us. You can sign up free at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, thank you.
It's so awesome because we were just talking about all the traveling you and your husband have been doing. So I think it's so amazing that you have a business that you can designed it so that you can travel with your husband now that he's retired. So tell everyone a little bit about yourself and about your business.
Yeah, actually, I have been a solopreneur, entrepreneur almost whole of my life. I had various kinds of businesses. I had a placement firm, then I had a computer consulting firm. I was also into network marketing. Between I had a spinal injury, I had really had a near-death experience, and then I realized I should be doing something really to help solopreneurs because that is always my passion has been. And near-to-death experience means that actually makes you think that when you leave this earth, what you are leaving behind. So everybody has that inner desire that earth is little better, world is little better because they have been on this earth. So I also had that same desire. And then I started creating resources, started giving them for free for solopreneurs so that they can get head start. And then, of course, there are so many premium resources and all for that means, of course, I started pricing because if you give everything free, then people put it on shelf and they will not go and use them. So I had a perfect balance that way. And then I just loved so much creation and it went out of hand and realized it is not possible for me to keep up because see now I have three signature services. First of all, Rapid Revenue. And Rapid Revenue blueprint I created because when I got started on my digital business, I was told that you will see real money only after 3 years. And I didn't like that. Because how many entrepreneurs can survive 3 years without making revenue? So Rapid Revenue, I have testimonials where people make money within first week. And I have roadmap. Within 90 days, you should see real money. And then Passive Empire. Passive Empire came, as I told you, because changes in my life. Because my husband loves to travel and I wanted to minimize my time commitment into my business. So Passive Empire. So people might be in that situation where people want to minimize their time commitment into the business. And they want to travel or they want to live their dream life, whatever they want to do. So that's the Passive Empire. And then lastly, Infinite Prosperity, where I show what helped me achieve infinite prosperity in various areas. So that's the Infinite Prosperity. So these are the three signature things, and depending on where anyone stands, they can become part of my world. And it became just, I'd love to create just too many things, and that's where you guys came into picture because I just couldn't handle. So I had to hire VAs because I had lots of freelancers from Upwork and Fire and all, and I just kept on training them, and I said, okay, why, if I'm training you, why I'm paying you? So with your VAs means basically they came trained, and it was nice, means they took away a lot of burden on my shoulder, and now I can travel.
So I love doing these conversations because I didn't know about your spinal injury. I didn't know that was what took you out of consulting and more online. So
I was bedridden for 1 year.
Wow. We're really glad you're well, but it is interesting how things happen to us in life, and it does really change our perspective of what we want to do with our time left here on earth, and we want to make a difference. And it's funny because we talk about it a lot in business, and needs to be win-win. It needs to be the client needs to win, but the business also needs to win in the sense that they need to bring in revenue so that they can support themselves and things like that. And Jeannie and I really realized when we started hiring virtual assistants and training them for our clients that in our situation, we also want those virtual assistants to win. So it's another layer of realizing that when we have awesome clients like you who hire one of the virtual assistants that we've trained, they get to work for someone who's kind and who pays them on time and treats them well. And so it's amazing to think about how our clients are helping people halfway around the world to have stable jobs and to be able to create better lives for themselves and their families. So I just think it's amazing that we get to be a part of this journey with you.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, my virtual assistant, she has been a blessing, and even I have been a blessing for her, because I remember when she took off for her wedding, and it was long, and she wasn't expecting me to be paying full salary. I paid full salary, and on top of that, I paid her wedding gift and all. She was really into, she said, oh my goodness, you paid me so much. I say, yeah. Eventually, they become part of your family, because I told her that I consider you like one of my daughters.
I love that. Yeah, and it's interesting because I think for a lot of people, especially if you've hired someone and you've had not had a great experience, like you were talking about hiring through Fiverr and stuff, and you have to invest so much time onboarding and training them, and then sometimes you get them trained and they leave. So the real magic happens when you do have virtual assistants who are part of your team for years, because then they know you inside and out. They know what you like, what you dislike, and they do start to feel like family. So I love that that's how you think of her. Yes.
Yeah, surely. Yeah, so it has been a blessing. Yeah, I mean, basically because, and you also have a thorough system, everything means it's a SEO and all the Trello boards and all. So you just follow the road and everything is all set. So it's really like a marketing virtual assistant. And any business you take means, if I consider like a rapid revenue or passive blueprint or even infinite, yeah, prosperity means everything. Creation is 20% and 80% is sales and marketing. You really need a lot of help in sales and marketing.
Yeah, it's so true. Most of us entrepreneurs do like to do the creation, but we don't necessarily sit in Canva and make graphics. I don't want to have to upload videos to YouTube and make sure all of YouTube's best practices are done. That's not something I enjoy doing. And like you said, we like to be in creation mode, not necessarily marketing and sales mode all the time.
Yeah.
So can you tell us something that stands out to you that maybe your virtual assistant created or produced for you?
Actually, I can just say yesterday she was making a campaign, and I wanted to make a campaign for marketing my digital product. Though I have signature product and those are high ticket, but I also have low ticket offers, and I do sell those through my email. And the first campaign she made, it was more like she's informing my product. I said, this means if anyone goes through this campaign, no one is going to buy, because you are just listing features and you are not at all listing any benefits and all. I said, you have to rewrite this campaign. This is no way I can use this campaign. And then she created the new campaign and she told me, why don't you take a look at it? And that campaign is perfect. Yeah, she understood what exactly I wanted to see. And because previous campaign, it was just like information. And then the second campaign, it just speaks all the benefits and all whatever things are needed and how they can benefit by buying my digital product. So yeah, means there is some learning curve. It is like a marriage, means how you understand your husband, your kids and all. You know their strengths, you know their weaknesses. So you have to just go accordingly. So now this new campaign is perfect. I'll be using that.
Give her a task to do something that she's never done before for you. And she did it. And she did what I think most people would have done, which is focus on the features. I think that's a normal thing that even business owners do a lot. Jeannie and I have to challenge ourselves not to do that. But yeah, when you just coached her on how to change it, she came back with something that was absolutely amazing. And I love that. And that's what it really is. It's about coaching. It's not about getting upset if something comes back not exactly like what you wanted, especially if it's a new task or something you're teaching them fresh. But I love the fact that she came back with the second round and it was exactly what you wanted once you coached her.
Yeah, because I had given her enough resources. I had even enrolled her into various courses. I was part of another YouTube course, so I enrolled her into that. So she had taken Pinterest course, Instagram course. She has taken all the courses with me and all. So she is in her learning mode, but she's of course implementing too.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you're sharing resources with her and things that she can learn from, because then she can help you even more, because she's going to have all of the detail. And sometimes the important things are in those little tiny details.
And we see this a lot with our clients when their marketing virtual assistant comes on with them 2 or 3 years into it. Our clients start saying, would you like to learn new things? I want to learn about how to do this. Would you like to take a class on this? And it's so often we have our clients come back and hire a second marketing virtual assistant because their first marketing VA, they've promoted to doing other things. And then in fact, they end up managing that second person, which is really awesome because they know the job inside and out. So now they can help bring that person on, get them up to speed for you. And then you you can buy courses and you can get them to take trainings, and so they can learn to do additional things for you. I think that's so awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know from personal experience that I do like to go into Canva and create things, but for me, that's not the best use of my time.
Yeah. Because as a solopreneur, you wear so many hats, and I love to create graphics because I'm actually an artist. I used to paint a lot in India before I got married. So that was really, I thought, okay, this is a perfect combination of technical knowledge and art. At the end of the day, I felt, okay, whole day I have been a graphic designer. I can wear so many hats. I am a CEO. I'm a CA. Why I'm wearing the lowest valued, lowest quality hat? I can always delegate my admin work. I can always delegate my graphic designing work. And I should be wearing more like a CEO, CFO hat most of the time. So that is the proper use of my time, because you wear how many, 17, 27, I don't know how many hats you. So it is better to find the most valuable hat you are wearing so that you are more productive. Because at the end of the day, if I spend my whole day doing just Canva, I felt horrible because I didn't feel productive because I was wearing that hat whole day. It's not really good use of my time.
It's funny because over the years of being a business coach, one of the things that I have found is that when a person wants to stay busy doing things like Canva, doing, like you said, the tasks that aren't really going to move the needle, a lot of times it's because they're afraid to step into the role of CEO.
Yeah, because you just want to stay in comfort zone, but comfort zone is not the growth zone, because you are comfortable doing, yeah, but you are scared to set up the sales call, strategy call. That is what you should be doing, and you should do what only you can do. You cannot actually delegate, automate that particular thing. So you should do that, but then you are scared. So you are just staying in comfort zone, but then comfort zone is not growth zone. Then your business is not growing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. We have a program called Love Your Profit, where we teach our clients about different types of bookkeeping software and tax write-offs advantages that they often don't know about. And then we pair them with a bookkeeper in the Philippines. And it is so fascinating to see how someone's confidence goes up when they really start learning how to read their profit loss statement or learning how to read their balance sheet, because they're starting to see that they are 100% capable of being the CFO of their business. You don't have to do the bookkeeping to be the CFO. They oversee the bookkeeper and they review all their numbers, and that gives them the power to make decisions from the CFO role. Sometimes it's safer to sit there and do your own bookkeeping than it is to step into that role, or even not have your bookkeeping done at all so that you don't have to even think about the CFO role.
Yes, absolutely. Because I come across with so many entrepreneurs, they hate sales and marketing. They hate numbers, and still they want to be in business. When you have your own business, you need to take care of all these areas. But then with the kind of help you provide, all these things are possible.
Oh, yeah. And you. I think I know for us and for a lot of our clients, having a virtual assistant in different capacities, whether that's marketing or bookkeeping, it also in a way helps your accountability, because now you have someone else who's doing work for you. And if they've finished what they're doing, they're waiting for you to give them feedback. Or if they've finished whatever the project is, they're now waiting for the next project. So it almost makes you get more things done and get them done faster because there's somebody there waiting.
Yeah, absolutely. You may not be disciplined, because that also I heard from so many people, because I cannot set up my calendar. I cannot set up my schedule. When I'm working for somebody, they have the schedule and all. But when you have someone else on your team, then you are accountable to that person. Yeah, then actually things start moving.
Yeah, even as simple as something like Jeannie and I, if we say we're going to set up a meeting to go over our numbers, in the past, sometimes we would just postpone that meeting because we just get busy. But when we decided to start having our bookkeeper sit in our monthly meeting with us to make sure, you know, where everything was going and what offers were bringing in the most revenue, and thinking about how we wanted to strategize spending money to make sure we were getting a good ROI on it, we never missed those meetings and we never really reschedule them. In fact, if one of us is sick or out of town, the other person does it in the most cases, right? So one of us is still going to be there. And so I think it does, it gives you that flow because you're meeting with another person and that accountability. And I think it's helpful. And I know a lot of business owners say they're very lonely in their business. They don't realize that being a solopreneur is very isolating. And by having a team member to bounce ideas off of, that can really just change the whole energy of you and your business.
Absolutely.
We've also heard from our clients that it makes them feel more confident. Like, it's scary in the beginning if you've never hired someone. How does that work? And for me, I always get in the nitty gritty details. What paperwork do I need to send them? What do I talk to them about in our meetings? That kind of thing. But once you get in that rhythm, then all of a sudden you go, oh yeah, this isn't so hard. And it makes them feel a little bit more, oh, I can do this. This is another
There is a fear of unknown, right? In everything, fear of unknown. But yeah, once you take action, that fear goes away, right?
Yeah, I love that. The confidence is built through taking action. That's the only way we really can build our confidence, is by stepping in and doing hard things or scary things. With your virtual assistant and all of your travel, what are your big goals or aspirations for 2026?
2026, I am in process of writing many books. Wow. So some books are always already ready for publication because the beta reading and all everything is done. So that is my next goal. Just if you know actually something about book publishing, let me know, because I love to combine spirituality with entrepreneurship. And as I said before, I was previously into network marketing, and there all the teaching was done on Bible. So my kids went to Christian school, so I'm quite familiar with Bible. I studied Buddhism. I studied many other religions. And I just want to know, I mean, how I can empower people, because many times people think spirituality means abandon everything and go to jungle and all. No. So you can utilize spiritual principles and build your business really nicely, because I really had not so good relationship with money before, because I thought to own a business, you have to manipulate things and you have to do a lot of unethical things to make money and all. But when I got into spirituality, I realized that money is not good or bad. Money is neutral. It just amplifies the owner's nature. I got into spirituality because of my troubled teenage, means I was totally depressed and all, and I needed solution. So as a teenager, if you are confused, generally you go for drugs. But I'm thankful that I took the path of spirituality and my all questions got answered. And so now I'm bringing all that, and I want to show entrepreneurs that how they can use spiritual principles and how they can be successful and prosperous in each and every area of their life.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah, that's phenomenal, because you have so much experience and with your businesses and with your travels. I love that you're going to put that all together and help other people with it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I started something like 20 years back because of my daughter's encouragement. She said, and my blogs were getting lots of traction, and many people came and they told me, we'll just compile your blogs and create books. But I thought, okay, who is going to read that? Who is going to read that? But now, yeah, so now I have taken the decision. I am due. I need to do now this year, 2026.
We're excited. And when these books come out, we will go back to the show notes and put the links to the books in there as well.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for joining us today. This has been an awesome conversation. We are so grateful that you are a client and that you are such a great employer to your virtual assistant. And we're excited to see all the amazing things that you do in 2026.
And I'm thankful that you guys have been blessing in my life, and that's really awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.